Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Good morning, Eleti. I hope you are having a lovely Sunday morning. This is Rachel Wamai here. I am not the preacher today. However, I'm simply introducing Pastor Moses' sermon entitled Eleti at 6, Part 2, Building Well. This is an edited version of the sermon that he preached on 1st September 2019. It is very relevant as far as our upcoming 6th anniversary is concerned. I hope it will bless you while reminding you of who we are as Last Adam Tabernacle, where God is taking us and how we shall get there. Let's get into the sermon now. Be blessed. Amen.
Thanks, Sam. Yes, thank you, worship team. Give them another big hand clap. Glory to God. Yes, you're all welcome. Greet your neighbor. Welcome them to the service. Hallelujah. This church began on 31st August 2014. Okay? Our first service was in Bugolobi. No man was there. No man was our worship leader. Two weeks thereafter, there was a dream, and God told us, I don't want you in Bugolobi. So we began to look for a place. We somehow knew we're supposed to be in Ntinda, but we didn't exactly where in Ntinda. And then, Juliana's sister, Dorothy, had a dream, and, yes, when we were here, Nobview. Alright? And that's how we came to Unobview. All right? Glory be to God. So, what are we doing here as Eleti? We are building a house for God. Glory be to God. That, in a sense, is the bottom line. Okay? 2nd November 2000, I was in medical school. I was reading my Bible in the canteen, okay? I had to do cover to cover, okay? And I had a certain number of chapters I was supposed to read, okay, that day. Okay, so that by a certain time, I'll be through with the Bible. So, that day, I happened to read 1 Chronicles chapter 22, okay? And then I landed on verse 5. And it says, David was speaking, you know, to his son Solomon, and he said that my son Solomon is young and inexperienced, and the house to be built for the Lord should be of great magnificence and fame and splendor in the sight of all the nations. I remember that word, that verse, when I read it, it hit me. You know, it came from the scriptures with what you call a strong unction, okay? And I remember I closed the Bible and I began thinking about what? That scripture. I somehow knew the Lord had spoken to me. Those days, I wasn't a dreamer, if I should say, okay? But then I knew God had spoken to me. That a day will come when I'll build him a house, and that house will be of great magnificence and fame and splendor in the sight of all the nations. All right? Now, those days, I think 2000, we're in fifth year. And so, I had left campus, university, and I was staying home. Okay? For some reason, I just left my hall, and I went home. I used to stay home. And I stopped to watch TV because you'd get home very late, yet you have to be in Mulago so early. So basically you just bathe, sleep, wake up, you know, that routine. But this day, okay, when I read the scripture, for some reason, okay, I got home that evening, and I was like, let me see what is on TV these days. You know, these days. Because I never used to watch TV because school was tight. Okay, so I go to the sitting room, get the remote, and we switched on LTV. Okay, Lighthouse. Some people don't know LTV. So, and the moment I switched on TV, there was Pastor Lai. He's a pastor in Mombasa. The guy was reading exactly this scripture. Okay? And he was reading, saying, my son Solomon is young and inexperienced. Yet the house of the Lord to be built must be of great magnificence and fame and splendor in the sight of all the nations. Man, that thing, I just switched off the TV. I went to my room, lay on my bed in shock. I knew the Lord had spoken to me. He had told me what I was going to do for him in the future. Okay? Notice he said, young and inexperienced. Okay? Here I was within a year or so, within months, I was going to become a doctor. Okay? But God was saying, concerning the work you're going to do, you are young and inexperienced. Okay? In a sense, you're still foolish, and it's okay for where you're at. Eh? Okay? But you need some years to grow up concerning what the work you're going to do for me. Then, 14 years later, he tells me, okay, and at a certain point I knew that the time had come to start a church, the house of the Lord, all right? But I wasn't sure. Then one time I'm with Elvis, okay, when he hadn't yet become a false what? Prophet. So I'm with him at Good African, and he tells me that, by the way, you had better start a church. And I was like, this is what I've been thinking about. And within weeks, we opened. Glory be to God. Now, during those 14 years, many great things happened, you know, in those, but I worked at places, jobs, but I was always looking forward to this day when I would start to build God a house. Okay? But anyway, we began. Okay, so this that we're doing is all about building a house. A house for who? For the Lord. Glory be to God. And for your own information, yeah, it is not a building. We're not building a structure, a physical structure. Okay? The house of the Lord are people. Okay? You and those who will join us in years to come. Okay, so Ephesians 2:22 says, in whom, who is whom? Jesus. You are also being built up together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. Hallelujah. People, okay, Christian, are being built up together for what? A dwelling place of God. In the Spirit. This is a spiritual thing. A dwelling place of God. That's why God told me, okay, build me a house. Okay? When God says build me a house, it means a house in which he will dwell. Glory be to God. Now, if we're going to really build a house for God, it has to be built according to his specifications. God, he's not interested in what? Surprises, especially when it is to do with his house. Okay? So if we're going to really build a house for God, we have to build it according to his specifications. Now, 1 Chronicles chapter 28. Remember, David has been told that Solomon is going to build a house. Okay, now, before David passed on, okay, he gave Solomon the instructions. Eh? Then David said in 1 Chronicles 28, verse 11, he says, then David gave his son Solomon the plans for the vestibule, its houses, its treasuries, its upper chambers, its inner chambers, and the place of the mercy seat. And the plans for all that he had by the spirit of the courts of the house of the Lord, of all the chambers all around, of all the treasuries of the house of God, and of the treasuries for the dedicated things. Okay? Verse 19 says, all this, said David, the Lord made me understand in writing by his hand upon me all the works of these plans. Glory be to God. What is all this? The plans for the house. David didn't just come up with his own design. Hallelujah. He did not. God gave him the blueprint. Hallelujah. God gave him the what? Blueprint. Okay. Around 2 weeks, okay, before LAT opened, okay, we are making plans with Elvis, how it was going to be. Then I got messages, some audio messages by Bishop David Oyedepo. And they had to do with supernatural church growth. Okay? Remember, I was going to start a church and I wanted to know how is this thing done. Eh? Okay, so I got messages by Oyedepo. Okay? It was a Saturday. Saturday night, I listened to them until around 2 a.m. Okay? I listened to them when you were explaining how we began, how we started, how the church grew to be thousands. Eh? All right? So I went and I slept at around 2. Eh? Now, in the morning, Roniga comes at my home, at my house. He knocks at the door. So I open and I see what? Ronnie. And then he hands me a book. Okay? Anyway, he tells me that last night, I had a dream. And in this dream, I was getting this book entitled 30 Years of Ministry by Bishop David Oyedepo. Okay? He had a dream when he was getting it from his shelf and giving it to me. Isn't that amazing? You remember I slept when I was listening to Oyedepo talking about supernatural church growth. A few hours thereafter, someone comes at my door with David Oyedepo's book, 30 Years of Ministry. All right? So I remember I read the book, okay? I don't remember much that was in the book, but one thing stood out. Only do what the Lord tells you to do. Whatever Oyedepo did, okay, it was what God told him. So this is what I'm saying. Eh? If we're going to really build a house for God, a house that is going to be of great magnificence and fame and splendor in the sight of all nations, it has to be according to God's specifications. Hallelujah. This is essentially what David and Solomon did. Okay? Moses, when he was told to build a tabernacle, he did the same thing. Eh? Let's read Exodus chapter 25, verse 8 to 9. It says, God tells Moses that let them, those people, make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them. According to all that I show you, that is a pattern of the tabernacle and the pattern of all its furnishings, just so you shall make it. According to what I show you, not according to what your former church used to do. You understand? Not what Benihin does, not what Swan says. According to what I show you, don't do anything less, don't do anything more. And for the last 5 years, we have tried to do that. Hallelujah. Okay, we have tried. We haven't been perfect. I'm sure we've done something, but we have tried. Glory be to God. Amen. We have tried to do just that. And hopefully, we shall continue to do that. Hallelujah. Now, the most important thing concerning the house of the Lord, or any house, okay, is the foundation. It is the what? The foundation. If you get the foundation wrong, okay, it is just a matter of time before everything crumbles. Amen? The foundation is the most important thing. Okay? 1 Corinthians chapter 3 from verse 9. This is Paul. Paul says, for we, who is we? Paul and I guess Apollos and other guys. He's saying that we are God's fellow workers. You, the people we are looking after, the people we are shepherding, are God's field. You are God's building. According to the grace of God, which was given to me, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation and another builds on it. But let each one take heed how he builds. For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Glory be to God. All right? The house of the Lord, the foundation is nothing else but Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen? It is Jesus that is the foundation. Now, as LAT, we need to be mindful of the foundation, and the foundation is Jesus Christ. Okay, Paul said, no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Okay? So now, you can understand, like especially the worship team, when I'm on your case, okay, it is because Mbandavanga, you know, with Jesus hasn't received what he deserves. Okay? To me, it is Jesus. Jesus hasn't received, you know. And it is about Jesus. Hallelujah. Okay? That is a foundation. Now, after you've built that foundation of Jesus Christ, or after we have done that, we shouldn't tamper with the foundation. You understand? If you've built a great building, a great house, a great whatever, okay, you've done the foundation right, you've built onto it, don't tamper with the foundation. Okay? Because if you tamper with the foundation, you are undoing the great structure that you built. Hallelujah. And that's exactly what, as LAT, we should be mindful of. We shouldn't tamper with the foundation. Okay? Doing everything for Jesus and because of him, we shouldn't tamper with that. There should never come a day, okay, when this church becomes about me or my wife or pastor's kids. Hallelujah. So, we should build the house, okay, according to God. Specifications, God's specifications concerning the foundation is the foundation must be nothing other than Jesus Christ. Don't build the foundation on money, on hype. Now, if we do this house well, things are going to result. Okay? The first result is we are going to be a blessing to our nation, Uganda. A church is supposed to be a blessing, a spiritual blessing, okay, first of all, to the nation in which it's in. And that is what will happen if we continue doing this thing right. On 2nd January 2015, That was the first Zoe fellowship of that year. And I was leading the fellowship. That time we were in open house. And then Elvis came and, he prayed for me. He put his hand on my belly and he began to pray in tongues. Alright. Then when the fellowship ended, as he drove me home, I asked him, what is that you were praying about, when you came and you laid your hand on me and prayed in tongues? You remember by that time, the church had started. The church began in 2014. So this is January 2015, like 5 months after. He told me that the Lord had told him to anoint me so that the church which I had started would eventually become the leading church in the city. God told him, anoint me, so that the church that I had started would eventually become the leading church in the city. Alright? Now, that won't happen if we mess up the foundation. Okay? And leading for what? For influence, godly influence. Hallelujah. Then, in I think it was 2016 or 17, I had a dream. In this dream, a very young girl, Chanel, she was about like 6, she came and told me that little church I had begun to build was going to eventually become the largest in the city. Then, in 2018, I think it was August, you remember Asha's dream? In this dream, she says, we were in a huge school building. When I stood on the ground floor, my eyes could not view all the floors. Why? Because the building was the tallest in the city. Unfortunately, it was incomplete, and we had been using it for a long time. The students were so unhappy with Pastor because he had refused to complete the building. Pastor was under a lot of pressure from the students. Therefore, he called an assembly and promised the students that he was going to complete the building within 7 days. Some students laughed, others scorned him because they were sure that it was impossible to complete that huge structure within 7 days only. Okay? But anyway, Pastor insisted that he's going to do it in 7 days. Then she said that we began work and lo and behold, we completed the house in 7 days. And when we completed it, Pastor looked at it and he said, it is the tallest in the city. That dream was, in my opinion, the same as what that little kid who told me. Now that I've shared with you that dream, I have something for you which I want us to brainstorm and see whether there's anything to it. Open your Bibles to 1 Kings chapter 6, verse 37 to 38. You have opened your Bibles? Who's reading? Okay, chapter 6, verse 37. Have you seen it? And 38. Read.
Okay. In the fourth year of the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid, in the month of Yiv, and in the 11th year, in the month of Bol, which is the 8th month, the house was finished in all its details and according to all its plans.
So you have heard, or you have read, that in the fourth year, the foundation was what? Then what happened next? And in the 11th year? The house was finished in all its detail in the 11th year. Now, do you see anything with these dates? Who has seen anything? Okay, what have you seen?
According to verse 37, which talks about the fourth year when the foundation was laid, if you compare it to those dates, there's 4 years between Asher's dream and when Lot was opened. So at the time of Asher's dream, the foundation of Lot was laid. In the 11th year, if you compare 11 and 7, that's another 4 years. So hopefully, 4 years from 3rd August, which is 2022.
So 4 years from August, so that gets us into 2022. All right? Anyone has a differing opinion? You do?
I think verse 37 is speaking of a foundation in LAT. Because when you see 31st August 2014, and today is August, is it 31st of 2019? Those are 4 years. In verse 37 it says, in the fourth year was the foundation of the house of the Lord, which is LAT. So there is a foundation that has started, which I think in the 11th year will be completed.
So what does that have to do with Asher's dream? Anyone has a differing opinion? Please raise your hands if you have something to say.
From my perception, LAT opening was 2014 in the month of August. And the dream came 4 years later in 2018. So from verse 37, I would relate the dream coming in 2018, 4 years after the opening, as foundation having been laid. Then, on the 11th year, which is 7 years from 2014, would make it 2021. So 2021, it's expected that LAT would be in completion. So the visions, the purposes that were spoken at LAT, the prophetic, everything spoken in relation to LAT would be completed in 2021 and will have fully birthed out, and it would be on the 8th month, which is August.
Okay. Anyone has another opinion? Now, this is what I think. So, 4 years, from 2014 to 2018, there are 4 years. And 4 years, foundation laid. Now, after those 4 years, someone dreamt that we were supposed to complete this building in 7 days. There was an extra 7 days. I promised, and it was done. 7 days, not from the beginning, but from the time to finish that incomplete structure. Needed that extra what? And so here, it says that in the 11th year, the house was what? Completed. Okay? So, 11th year from where? From the beginning, I guess. Okay? And so, 4 years, foundation negwa. Then, 7 more years. Eh? Nechigwa. Isn't it? Alright? Now, I saw this scripture, I think it was Monday or Tuesday. Remember when Asher had this dream, okay, we came here and we asked, what does 7 days mean? You remember? Okay. And for me, the conclusion was, it just means it's a short time. A short time for what? For this thing to become the tallest. Okay. Not just finished, but tallest, largest. Okay. And by the way, I need to say this. You know, God is so good. The timing of that dream, remember, August 2018, that was the time when LAT went through its worst. You remember when God began to show us that Elvis has lost it, okay? And we began to tell people and then most people left. So I believe God was like, I need to encourage these guys, okay? I need to send them something. So they can what? Hold on. That's when it came. Now, on Monday or Tuesday, I'm reading the scriptures, just reading the Bible, and that verse hit me. And I realized that by the time God sent the dream, he was like, one day, I'm going to tell you what 7 days mean. And there it is. 7 days, meaning 7 years. From after the foundation was laid. From after 4 years. And God is like, if you continue doing everything right, within 7 years. By the way, right now, we are talking about 6 years for this. Okay? I don't know how many were in church right now. Minus visitors. This church is like, what, 6 years people? I don't know. And someone tells you, miyakam kag. But God is like, that's why in the dream, the students were like, techisopo ka. Impossible. All right? I remember this was First Kings 6. It was the house of the Lord. The same house we are told to build. All right? It was the same house. The same house in Chronicles and in Kings. Foundation was laid after 4 years. And that's when this dream came, in the fourth year. Okay? Now, what do we have to do? Again, we have to make sure, LAT, that we don't tamper with the foundation. Okay? And what is the foundation? The foundation is Jesus Christ. Worship team, don't tamper with the foundation. Okay? People who preach here, don't tamper with the foundation. All of you, pray for Pastor Moses not to tamper with the foundation. Okay? And usually, by the way, these things begin with the pastor. All right? To mess up a country, you start with the president. So, 6 years. Okay? 20. You say 20 what? 25. Okay? People are like, teach is a worker. Exactly as it, the student said in the dream. Say, no, let's give you more time. But God is like, I'm going to do it. Hallelujah. I'm going to do it. Okay? It reminds me, 2 weeks ago, I had a dream. In this dream, Apostle Serada was telling me that LAT is going to grow very big. Okay? Then in the dream, I wanted to tell him that, do you know there is a dream that we're going to become the largest? I wanted to tell him that, I think we'll be, there is a dream that we're going to become the largest. Hallelujah. Again, largest for what? Not so that Batumani we are the largest. That is very shallow. That is carnal. Okay? Largest for godly purposes. And the cause will have been building right. Building according to God's specifications. Solomon and David were told, build according to this plan. Moses was told, build according to what I show you on the mountain. Don't do your own things. I would say more. I had more stuff to say about the blessing that were going to happen. Maybe we shall talk about them on Sunday. I keep thinking of how God is going to pull this off. He has never told me I was going to do it. But sometimes I sit. And I'm like, how is God going to pull this off? Sometimes I think either there will be something like spiritual gifts. Okay? God unleashes. I don't know, but I keep wondering how God is going to what? To pull it off. But he will do it because he's faithful. He doesn't lie. You understand? If we continue to work with him, all right? If we don't mess up with the foundation, and what is the foundation? Jesus Christ. Everything we do must be for his glory, okay? Everything we do must be because he told us to do it. Remember, it is his house, okay? If you want one bedroom, why are you putting 3 bedrooms? You tell him to show bees. That man, nyumba ya gayo yo nene. uyu guy ko Jesus enyumba ye nene nye bisengewa go for me like, for me I wanted one bedroom. I'm not on sure be that I should be know that my house is what? I want one bedroom. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah.
I pledge allegiance to the Lamb with all my strength, with all I got, power forever.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.